What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, that was not great. 38 to nothing. The Bills get blanked. On the road last night, late last night, a late preseason game. I mean, what's up with this? What's up with this 8 p.m. preseason start in Chicago? I'd heard a little buzz that the original start time of this game was not supposed to be Sunday night, but then Fox is like, Hard Knocks last year, Hard Knocks this year, we're putting them on national TV, so we're going Sunday night. That's what happens when you have the league MVP, you have Hard Knocks, but ultimately they did wind up playing Sunday night at 8 p.m., and it was, I think, a night to, A, want to kind of forget, but B, that you are able to because it doesn't actually count in the record. That being said, coaches aren't going to forget it. Players aren't going to forget it. And in fact, they're coming right back today to try and fix it. It was not a good night for the Buffalo Bills last night in Chicago. They get blown out in the Windy City, 38 to nothing by the Bears. The Bears have now outscored the Bills 71 to 6 over two preseason games, 71 to 6. Counting last year, 33 to 6. This year, 38 to nothing. Good morning to you. Sal Capaccio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. This is a Monday reaction show. Now, as opposed to in the regular season when we do our Monday show and we're on video, which that's going to be happening in a few weeks here. Today, we will actually have a guest, and his name is Matt Perino. My buddy Matt Perino, who I saw last night at the game, he is still, I believe, in Chicago. So he's kind enough to join us in an hour from now to break down what he saw in Chicago before he flies back to Buffalo. So we'll do that with Matt Perino. Also, today, just want you to have a heads up today. It is 1 week from today. 1 week from today is the annual Coaches versus Cancer golf event down in Olean at St. Bonaventure that Mark Schmidt hosts for the college basketball, you know, area, region, and really country for this particular event. And I'm always honored to be a part of it and emceeing. So going to have Mark Schmidt on at 11:30 just to kind of tell you how you can be a part of that and raise some money. The Coaches versus Cancer event is going on next Monday, but we'll talk with Mark also about some college basketball stuff. So we will turn the page a little bit here, but of course it's pretty much all Bills all morning here as we react to what happened yesterday, 38 to nothing last night, Chicago Bears, Buffalo Bills. It really started on Friday though, right? I mean, Friday was the joint practice between the two teams. And yes, it's a practice versus a game. And as I said last night, I said to Frank Gore last night in the locker room interviewing him, I said, obviously the score doesn't matter. He said, no, the score always matters. And you know, good for Frank. That's right. Score matters. If you're out there playing, you want to win, and the score matters. It doesn't like affect the record, though. But you know, as a practice, you're not keeping score. But I believe the joint practice was more beneficial and better overall for an evaluation of players. But that doesn't excuse what happened last night on the field. And last night what happened on the field, that looked like, and this is not an excuse and it's not acceptable. So please don't take it that way when I say this. Not an excuse, not acceptable. It did look like a team last night that had been in Chicago for 4 days and wanted to get home and was tired. You can't play like that, though, regardless. You know, especially if you're a second string or a third stringer, you're trying to make the team, you're trying to make an impression. That's what you're putting on film. Chris Tabor, the special teams coach for the Bills, had said something a couple of weeks ago in our press conference that really stuck with me. Not that he's the first person to ever say this, but it's right. He said the goal is to, you know, develop a player where if he's not going to play for us, he's going to play for somewhere. He's going to play somewhere on a team. Like what you're doing as a player when you go out there in a preseason game, you're fighting for a roster spot. You're not just trying to make the Buffalo Bills. You're trying to make an NFL roster, not just the Bills. You're trying to put enough on tape, on film, for another team to say, hey, the Bills didn't want that guy. We really like him. We can take him. And I think when you take that in consideration, you take the score, you take the entire context, and then the players, player to player to player, that's why last night it was so disappointing, right? You have to be better than that as a player. You have to be better than that as a team. Offense, defense, special teams, really. I mean, it just did not go well last night. I wrote arrow up, arrow down. You can find that at WGR550.com. And as I wrote last night, just before getting on the plane to come back home, and landed at 3:30 in the morning. But you know what? Got a little bit of shut-eye on the plane because I said, I'm just writing this column now because there's not much to write about except to say everything went pretty poorly, and that's your arrow down. I did point out a few specifics, but really, last night, arrow down to kind of everything on the field that you saw. Because the Bills were outgained, they were outmuscled, and they got beaten pretty handily on the scoreboard. The good news is that scoreboard doesn't count. It matters, but it doesn't count. How do you want to say that? I don't know. Yeah, Frank Gore's right. It always matters on the scoreboard. Yeah, you want to look up. You don't want to lose. You want to win. It doesn't impact the record. Like, they're 0-2 in the preseason. Has nothing to do with the regular season, right? Got to have a better showing next week. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. I want to get to your phone calls, though. 803-0550. Here's what we'll do on the program today. As I said, Matt Parrino at 11, Mark Schmidt at 11:30. To preview next week's Coaches vs. Cancer event. Matt Parrino on everything that went down in Chicago last night, but your phone calls all along the way for the first hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. 803-0550. Your comments, your questions, your concerns on what you saw last night. I have plenty of them, and I think they start right where Jared is going to start. He's been waiting patiently, wants to talk about the secondary, so I'll let you lead it off, Jared. I have the same concerns as you do, but you go ahead and give your thoughts on it.
Yeah, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all saw it right out of the gates. Caleb Williams, Tyson Badgett, they found the holes in the zone and carved us up. And it kind of led me to think that the Bears weren't playing this like a preseason game. Like, we were playing it more like a scrimmage, and they were playing it more like a regular season or mid-season form type of game. And, like, I applaud Ben Johnson for being able to get his players ready to play hard-nosed, fundamental football. But it's sort of tough. If you're McDermott and Dean, how do you really evaluate your players when you're playing the most vanilla version of your defense? And it's Ben Johnson. He's going to put some wrinkles in there, and he's playing a bit more advanced than most teams are going to play at this time of the year.
Well, I would say it this way. I don't totally disagree with you. I do think that the Bears looked like they had a few things planned, right? I'm not going to say they went full game plan, but it looked like they wanted to see some things out of their young quarterback. You have a new head coach. He's trying to instill some confidence. You know, they did that same thing last year, different coach last year, but last year they clearly game planned when they came to Buffalo. They were running all these rollouts and boots. They did a little bit of that last night as well. But the answer to your question, Jared, is you still evaluate on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals weren't there. I'm talking about tackling. I'm talking about blocking, getting pushed off the ball. That doesn't matter. I don't care if a team is game planning or not. You have to be better in those situations. There's no, you know, there's no excuse or accepting of not making a tackle in an open field or being in a proper position on a basic routine route across the middle. I think that's where the answer lies and why there's frustration today, Jared.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, I've seen it was mostly the same three players being picked on in the zone. It was Andreessen, Bishop, and Hamlin. And I know at least two of those guys, we really need to make a splash for us this year. So hopefully they learn from it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jared. And you know, you make a good point. It's right over the middle, right? Right over the middle there. And I didn't think Joe had a particularly great game last night. But, you know, Joe's done a lot in preseason. And I do think he's firmly entrenched as the backup middle linebacker on this team. I don't think one night should undo that. You know, he's also playing with a lot of guys who aren't going to be playing regularly for the Buffalo Bills. That should matter as well. I think really where this conversation goes, and as Jared, I said as you were on hold and came on, it said you wanted to talk about the secondary, so I'll do that now. that's the big concern, especially the safeties, right? I think, don't we all come away from this game saying, okay, what's going on at safety? Why did Cole Bishop not look like a guy I have a lot of confidence in right now to step in and have a main role and be a starter and make plays, when we've really kind of thought and been told and have understood that, you know, that's his job and he's going to be better than what they had last year there. But at the same time, we also know he's been unavailable until recently. Unavailable last year in training camp really hurt him. Being unavailable during training camp this year has really hurt him. And now he gets on the field, he gets that time, and it didn't go well last night. He missed an open field tackle. He did not take a good angle on the touchdown that was scored. He was on a pitch count, rep count. He came out of the game. Jordan Hancock comes in. I think Jordan Hancock, through two games, has looked better than Cole Bishop. Now, that doesn't mean that the Bills are going to start Jordan Hancock over Cole Bishop. But I do wonder what that conversation is today when you go back and watch film and decide and start thinking about what you need to do to get ready for the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night, week one. The good news is, on top of the fact that last night's, you know, score does not reflect the actual record in the regular season, the good news is you do have 3 weeks left. Now, time is still running short, right? It was 5 weeks and 4 weeks. Now it's only 3 weeks. But you do still have 3 weeks to button these things up, to get some time on task. Yes, in a practice setting more than anything, but they'll go through that. You have one more game here, preseason game in Tampa next Saturday. That's the good news, to be able to do all that. And you hope that, and I do think, like, right now, I would be stunned if Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp aren't the starting safeties. But I have to think you give a little bit of space to, what have we seen from Jordan Hancock here? Because right now, it looks like Cole Bishop is struggling to get back to where he needs to be once again after missing some time. And Jordan Hancock, although he hasn't been perfect by any means, seems like he's kind of figuring it out a little bit. So I'm interested.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Interested in where that goes. It's a concern for me. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Hi, Mike. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yes, good morning. I guess I'd like to just talk about, you know, Sean McDermott's philosophy, and whether this was, even if you want to talk about Leslie Frazier back in the day, it just seems to me that this team has struggled with soft coverages with the corners. I mean, when they had Poyer, you know, I mean, that kind of made up. You know, maybe that kind of helped us, you know, hide some of the weaknesses. But I mean, I just got to go back to a philosophy, though, and whether he needs to just change his philosophy when it comes to secondary. You know, because I think this has plagued this team, not just, you know, what we're seeing in the preseason, but you can go back. I mean, you know, that old mantra about, oh, they're a bend and don't break defense. Well, I would argue that they have broken several times. You can go back to the Cincinnati playoff game when they were just carved up in the secondary. And you can even go back to the 13-second game, where even before the 13 seconds, they were being carved up. So, I mean, there's plenty of examples of how his philosophy is just not working.
I'm not here to disagree that particular philosophy has not won games in critical moments, as you're saying. I also don't think you should take last night as exactly what they're going to do all year, because there's been some indications, Mike, that this year they might actually have a bit of a change of philosophy, but I don't think you're going to see all those things in a preseason game, you know what I mean? But no, I mean, your overall point is correct, which is, hey, this soft zone they play, a lot of times it could be exactly what you want. You make teams play another down, and look, one of the things they did last year a lot was they took the ball away, and the reason they took the ball away was not because they have all these ball hawks, but because they made teams work. They made them have go more plays, more plays, more plays. And the more plays means maybe a mistake made here. And that actually did work out. But I also would be a little careful, Mike, about thinking that this is exactly how they're going to play all the time this year. I don't know that. They could. But I think there's some indications they will change some things up once the regular season comes this year based on what we've seen in camp and so far and some of the new coaches. You know what I mean?
Well, I just hope you're right on that. But like I'm arguing, think there's several times where this team has broken.
Okay.
And you can go back to Leslie Frazier, and everybody thought, well, maybe it's Leslie Frazier. But no, how about starting to put the blame on Sean McDermott? He's supposed to be this defensive guru. And it's just not working out with that type of philosophy.
Well, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. We get calls about it all the time. People do blame him. No, there's no doubt about it. And I think we've taken that type of call many times, no doubt. I would be careful about thinking that last night, you know, we always talk about vanilla offense. There's also vanilla defense, right? And, hey, again, not accepting, and it was not a good performance last night. And I didn't think the pass coverage was great against the Bears in the practice either. I thought the pass rush was good. Pass coverage wasn't. But I will tell you, there were even times man-to-man that they got beat in that scrimmage. And just overall, I think I'm concerned about the secondary right now and where they are. They have some time here. We'll see where it goes. But no, I understand. But we've taken that call. People have put it on Sean McDermott, as you say, Mike. Let's go to Butch on the east side. Hi, Butch.
First of all, good morning, my friend. I love you. I love MSG. I love WGI. To the fans who listen and watch this show, I love you too. So let me just get right to it. Even though, and you, especially you and I, we have watched so many preseason games. We have watched so much personnel. We have watched so many games. And so we understand what preseason football, just like you just said, what the word vanilla offense and vanilla defense really means. But it's something to that too. And this goes to coaching. I might even talk about the head coach. Let's talk about all coaches. Sometimes we have a concept that even though we're not game planning, we still do things with talent to really get them an idea of what we want to do during a regular season. And you just mentioned a guy, a.k.a. Hancock, who I think is going to be somebody special on this football team. And I think that the coaches really don't look at his draft position, look where he is. You might have to find a place for this guy. But I'm going to put that to the side. I'll get back to this point. The point I'm trying to say is sometimes overall, over years and years and years, other defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators have really understood what our concept is. Even though we don't really do it, we still show some kind of idea of what we want our young players who don't really know the defense to be doing. So when we do give you the game plan during a regular season, you have an idea of something. But on the other side of the fence, the people who've been scouting us over the years have seen us, just like you did, the soft zone, the screenplays. Some things we get exploited even during regular season based off of some things I saw last night. I really don't care about the points. I care about how it was so easy for it to happen to make the points. You know, I mean, it was like a kindergarten show sometimes. Sometimes I thought the players just gave up. Like, this is run for the bus and get on the bus and go. But then I had to look at it. I said, no, some of these young players, like Strong, like some of these players that we saw in training camp, who at the exact same time have outstanding training camps, were looking like during this game, like, hey, I don't even want to be on the football team. I don't even want to make the NFL anymore. But so I really want the coaches to go back and look at the film before we start pointing at the players, understand the concept. Maybe over the years, some people might have caught up to us that we might have to change a little bit or tweak a little bit to get ready. Even though we might call that, Sal, game planning, I still want maybe the concept we might have to change a little bit.
I got you, buddy. I know. Listen, the fundamentals have to be there no matter what. It doesn't matter if you game plan or not. You still have to block, right. You still have to tackle, you still have to make plays when the plays are there to be made. And I think that's what's most concerning about last night, right? And that's what you're saying, which is, sure, it doesn't matter if you're game planning or not. If you're in position to make a play, make a damn play.
Make a play. I understand that. And like I said, I don't want to sound redundant of what I said. Some of these players that we know that really are talented, like you just said, if your play is in front of you, make the play. But anyway, Sal, do me a favor. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five. As usual, I love you, man. Keep winning. and I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Always, always good to hear from you, Butch. Hope you're well, buddy. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. All right, thanks. That is Butch from the East Side. We'll go to Steve in Orchard Park, who's next up. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sal. Just a couple things. The game sucked yesterday. There's no question. Well, our second and third guys really didn't play well. Okay, so that being said, the only thing that really concerns me is our safety play at this point, as you touched on a few minutes ago. That is a concern from just the naked eye of what's going on, even though there isn't any game planning. Another thing is just reading, okay, I know it's social media, we don't talk about that too much, but many people from Chicago are just saying, like, hey, the Bills got dominated in those practices that that we held last week.
They didn't. I was there. They didn't. And I talked to I talked to Chicago reporters, and you could read them. Then they all said it was a really good. I share their sentiment. We all share the kind of the same sentiment. We compared notes. I thought it was a really even practice both ways. I don't think either team dominated.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I had heard, that our pass rush was pretty good with Bosa and Rousseau.
Yep.
And they didn't really run the ball except for a few plays. They popped on us. Other than that, they pretty much shut down to running a game. And I know Josh Allen had like a couple of picks, which they're hanging their hat on. But again,
well, listen, I mean, let me put it in context for you. It's a 2+ hour practice. And there's going to be a lot of plays made on both sides of the ball. So anybody who comes away going, I mean, unless it was a complete domination, you're going to get bad plays, you're going to get good plays, you're going to get wins, you're going to get losses. It's just sports. That's the way it should be. Yes, Josh did throw one pick where he underthrew a ball. He also had another one just batted up at the line of scrimmage, and then it came down into a defender's hands. So if you want to put that on him. So just to give you context, it's a 2.5 hour practice, Steve, so you're going to get both sides. You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally agree. I could care less about preseason other than what a couple of points were made about the want to and, you know, how they looked. I don't care about preseason. It should be banned. They should just have scrimmages as far as I'm concerned, because then you got first team against first team. And when you're playing these scrimmage games or these preseason games on TV, you know, like yesterday, you got ones playing against twos and threes, and it just doesn't look good. So that's just my point.
No, I
get it. Take it easy. Have a good day.
You got it. No problem. No, I get it. I mean, I'm the same way. I actually think the joint practices, the scrimmage, is more it's more beneficial and more important and easier for evaluation, because you can put your guys in certain positions you want to see them. Now, there's definitely a really beneficial part of playing preseason games. It's game reps. I mean, that's what a game looks like. You're in a game, right? So no doubt about that. So, but I will just go back to Friday. I mean, any Bears fan who's saying they dominated the Bills in the joint practice, or any Bills fan who's saying they're dominated the Bears in joint practice, just isn't correct. I was there. You can ask any other media member from Buffalo who was there. There were Chicago media there, national media there. I think the general sentiment was both teams really did a nice job against each other at different portions of it. In fact, I heard one Chicago media member say he thought the Bills were kind of the better team, and maybe that's the case. I just know that the Bills did some really nice things, and they had some things that did not go their way in the joint practice. And that's what you want to see from something like that. I would rather see more scrimmages, more joint practices. I wish the NFL would do more. Teams would do more. They could televise them. I get it, though. You want to sell tickets to an actual game, and it works that way better for TV. But I think you could still do it. All right, we're going to take a time out here. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I also want to play you Sean McDermott from last night, postgame. I want you to hear all his comments. He said something very interesting during postgame last night when it came to when he was asked about Cole Bishop and safety. And the overall safety position is what he said something about when he was asked about Cole Bishop's performance. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Thanks for hanging with me on a Reaction Monday on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.